The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and this show is pre-recorded today. So we do have a special guest with us. Now, you got to hear Brian Ilo, the Deer Project leader for Maryland here in the last hour, Bill Miles, the advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We talked about a wide variety of subjects like the Canada goose population and the changes to the deer regulations. And now we're being joined by Anthony Licata. Did I say that right, Anthony?
That's correct.
Anthony Licata, editor of both Outdoor Life and Field & Stream. And coincidentally, Anthony and I met a decade ago at the big box store down the road when they were producing the Ultimate Outdoorsman Challenge. And we had people come in and, you know, fly fish and, you know, do a whole bunch of outdoor stuff. And that was all sponsored by Bonnier Corporation, which owns both Outdoor Life and Field & Stream. So it's kind of small world, Anthony. You went on to be editor and of that, and we're just glad to have you here today. So,
yeah, I'm happy to be talking to you again. You're right, small
indeed.
World.
Yep, very small world. And believe it or not, three of us out of the four here in the room are from Pennsylvania. Brian Eiler from, well, we won't reveal where he's from. You all know I grew up in Altoona, and Anthony, you grew up, what was the town again?
The town's called Dimmick, Pennsylvania, Susquehanna County.
Yep.
Northeast part of the state.
Susquehanna County, yeah. Turkey hunted up in your county a couple of years ago. And
Good turkey hunting up there. How'd you make out?
Well, I had two gobblers come in, and as I got the gun up, two deer decided it was time to walk between me and the gobblers. And I didn't squeeze off the shot. I didn't see a beard. I saw the birds. And my buddy behind me who was doing the calling, he says, "Why didn't you kill one of those birds?" And I said, "I didn't see the beard." He said, "They were goblin." I said, "I didn't see the beard." And the deer distracted me. I didn't want to kill one of the deer. So it just happened that way. But that's shale oil country now.
It is, yeah. It's changed quite a bit since when I was growing up there. Shale,
sure.
Marcellus shale natural gas boom has really impacted the area. In very good ways, and also, you know, some not so good ways.
Sure, sure. I mean, I watched them drill for one of those pipelines, and I said, "How long is this pipeline?" He said, "1.4 miles." And I said, "How do you dig a trench that deep?" He said, "Nope, we dig a hole that deep." And he said, "We push it from one end of the hole to the other end of the hole underground, and you know, you don't disturb anything on top." And I'm like, "That's pretty cool."
So, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. A guy had 13 wells on his 300-acre property, so he was doing okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, but he's happy about that.
He was, indeed. So let's not talk about oil, though. Let's talk about hunting. We're in our archery season here. It started on September 7th, and we've got a bunch of deer out there that the first 2 weeks of the season, I saw a lot of velvet bucks go down.
Yeah, I saw a lot of pictures this year of velvet bucks, too.
Yeah, so velvet bucks. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And
more than normal.
Yeah, more so than normal. We don't know why exactly, unless it's the wet weather or, you know, who knows. But that's an opportunity we have here in Maryland, usually only the first couple of days of the season, and now it's into 2 weeks. But we did have an interesting fella. We have a hunting summit here for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, Anthony, and we had one fella who is in charge of the Maryland State Chapter of QDMA, and he watched seven bachelor bucks all shed and eat their velvet at the same time while he was deer hunting. He killed a velvet buck, and while he was waiting, seven more bucks came in and all scraped their velvet off, and you know, he said it was one of the coolest things he ever saw in his lifetime in the outdoors. So
yeah, that is a really cool thing to be able to see that happen.
No question. So that would have been nice to have pictures, but you know, sometimes you have your phone with you and sometimes you don't. So but the guy's highly believable. He's never led us astray in the past, and I don't know why he would now. But okay, so you guys are already in. You're into the November, December issues, I'm guessing, is what you're putting together right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Just when in real life I'm getting ready for the early season, my mind is already planning late season.
Yeah,
so that's how the magazine business works a lot of times.
Exactly.
Of course, we do plenty of digital content too, so we kind of have to be very current and looking ahead as well at the same time.
What's the staff for the publications?
Oh, well, we have I'm not sure the exact number of full-time staffers, but we have a number of full-time staffers. Some are dedicated just to Field & Stream, some are just dedicated to Outdoor Life, and then we have a number of folks who work across both titles.
Right.
And of course we have full-time staff, and we have plenty of freelancers as well.
What's
great about it is we have people all over the country. You know, our offices are here in New York City,
right?
And there's some staff here that works out of this office, but we also have people, full-time employees who work out of Montana, Minnesota, upstate New York, you know, all over the country.
Sure. And you update your digital content every day or every hour, or how does that work?
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
We have new content going up every day.
Got it.
You know, on our websites as well as, you know, these days you have to have a lot of constant content on social channels. So we do quite a bit of content that lives right on Facebook and Instagram and other channels like that as well.
I got it. You know, we had this Maryland Hunting Coalition here, and I mentioned our summit was on the 25th, 23rd, whatever that Sunday was. And we had representatives there from all the conservation organizations, the statewide groups and so forth, a wide-ranging topic, you know, number of topics from deer to waterfowl to rabbits and so forth. And, you know, I don't know how well you guys cover the political front, but it's something that's important to us here because we have this urban mindset here in Maryland. And, you know, the folks out in the country who made this point at the summit, you know, that there's a lot of folks that live out there outside of the urban areas here in Maryland. And, you know, the General Assembly, you know, is more population, more representation. They kind of ignore what happens out there and hunting, you know, because we own guns and kill stuff. That's kind of way on the back burner, and I'd say maybe 7 or 8 of our lawmakers are actually participating in hunting. So out of the 188, so you know, politics is where the laws are passed, which lead to the regulations, which affect all of us with boots on the ground. And you know, do you guys in Field & Stream and Outdoor Life make any? I mean, you talk policy or politics at all, or is that something you stay away from?
Yeah, we do. You know, I don't know. You know, we try to be what I would say is we're partisan for hunters and anglers. You know, no matter what the issue is, we cover those topics through the lens of our audience, you know, the millions of hunters and fishermen in this country. And so we dedicate a lot of time, a lot of space, and a lot of resources to those issues. You know, conservation has always been a really important focus of both of these brands. We're focused on conservation. We're focused a lot on, you know, something you kind of allude to there with some of the lawmakers who don't hunt. And I would guess I'd say it's, you know, hunting rights.
Right.
It's the ability for people who love these sports to be able to go out and do it.
We
find that the biggest barrier, there's been many studies done and lots of folks know this, but the biggest barrier for people either getting into the sport or dropping out is because they don't have a place to go.
Access.
So that's something we focus a lot on.
Sure. And the three R's, I mean, that came up at our summit from a bunch of different perspectives, from the local bow hunting organization, Maryland Bow Hunter Society, to the National Wild Turkey Federation, to Taylor Schmidt from the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. He was in present. And it's the three R's, the recruitment, retention, and reactivation. I mean, that's the kind of the watchword for hunting right now. How do we get more people in, keep the people that are in the sport in it, and how do we reactivate those who have you know, lost their way along the way because of work or because of, you know, losing a farm for access or something like that. So, you know, I don't know where you guys stand on it, all that. I know you're probably, you know, for it, but, you know, what's the message? How are you, you know, how are you getting that out?
Right. Well, it's not an easy problem to solve. You know, there's a couple of things that I would say. You know, one, that access, making sure that, you know, we're blessed in this country to have so much public land open to hunting and fishing.
We do.
You know, I know some states out west have a lot more than some of the states back east, but that's land that belongs to all of us and that all of us can go and hunt and fish on. And you don't have to be rich to do it. You know, I've traveled and hunted in Europe where the only people who hunt there are wealthy people.
Sure.
And, you know, we're blessed that that's not the situation here. So, you know, that's one thing we focus on a lot is public land and maintaining access to public land to do these sports.
Right.
You know, another thing that we think about is talk about recruitment. You know, we've had some success reaching out to new people who want to get into these sports.
Good.
Kind of through the lens of food, right? You know, these days lots of people are what they call locavores.
Locavores,
you know, they
want to
know where their food comes from. They want it to be organic. They want it to be locally sourced, humanely treated. Well, there's nothing that fits that definition better than wild game.
Okay.
And so we've had quite a few folks who get into the sports and weren't, not through the traditional way, they weren't raised that way, they weren't introduced by a family member, but they have an interest in it.
Right.
And I think that aspect of food and providing a meal for your family is something that a lot of people can relate to, and it draws people in, and we try to encourage that and use that to get people into the sports.
That's great. That is one way to a man's heart is through his stomach. There's no question about that. That has always been and always will be. So, well, let's stop right there. That's okay. Let's stop right there for a second. Let me get a commercial break in, and we'll come back to you in a minute there. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Switching gears here for a second, let's talk about something more local, like Bay Country Bakery. In Cambridge, they serve not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, they have some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts and pastries, cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore, enough for everyone in camp. They even supplied a cake for us to raffle off the other night at our benefit,
yeah,
didn't they?
I bought it.
I know you did. When I'm on Route 50 heading on to or from the deer stand or duck blind, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, the chocolate donut on the highway sign, even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2. You can grab a tasty lunch right there at Bay Country Bakery. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Faster than a bleeding liberal. More powerful than a lying media.
It's pretty unbelievable how this has all gone down.
Look up in the air. It's a host. It's a brain. It's Sean Hannity.
One big corrupt cesspool, incestuous waste pool.
Just despicable.
It's a big, huge, massive abuse of power. Built on a foundation of lies and corruption.
Afternoons at 3.
Let's see how this unfolds.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
The police called after midnight when they caught our son at a drinking party. It was a real wake-up call. My wife and I are really worried. We don't know if our son has a serious problem or if he's just hanging around with the wrong crowd. How do we know what to do? The police officer who brought our son home suggested we try Al-Anon family groups. He said it might help to hear how other parents are dealing with alcohol problems. I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting. I didn't want anyone to think we had problems like that. And I didn't think our son's problem was that bad. When I decided to give Al-Anon a try, I found it was a safe place that keeps your problems private. It was very helpful. Are you troubled by someone else's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon. Or go to alanon.org.
Soldiers returning with traumatic brain injuries or other serious battle wounds often spend weeks or months in a VA hospital or other rehab facility. DVDs for Vets is collecting DVDs and portable players for distribution in our community and nationwide. Many of us take for granted our access to everyday enjoyments, and DVDs for Vets needs your help in giving these injured soldiers some diversions from the monotony of a hospital stay during recovery. To donate new or used DVDs or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to www.dvdsforvets.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The following WCBM program has been pre-recorded at this time.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, I'm Alan Ellis. We're back with our second segment here. We're dealing with Brian Eiler, who's sitting idly by with Brian Eiler, with the Deer Project leader for Maryland, Bill Miles, the advocate for Maryland Hunting Coalition. And this segment is going to be with Anthony Licata, who's the editor of both Field & Stream and Outdoor Life magazine. And, you know, we talked off the air there. Anthony just kind of didn't want to ambush on the air, but I will off the air reach out and see if there's any potential for some of the stuff here that's on the policy front happening in Maryland to make it into the pages of your either your online content or into the pages of the magazine. So we've had some pretty big accomplishments here, and I know you have been with us on part of that. So just throwing it out there. But I didn't want to talk about that. You're gearing up for the late season, so I'm guessing you're running articles, getting ready to run articles on how to hunt the rut or how to kill that late season buck, or cold water fishing opportunities, or grouse hunting in the snow. I mean, how am I hitting it? Am I doing okay?
Yeah, you're hitting it all. That's what we try to do. We try to hit it all. You know, our audience, they, one thing that makes, you know, makes our mission special. We're not just a bow hunting magazine or a deer magazine or a waterfowl magazine. We try to cover everything that hunters and fishermen like to do.
Sure.
And, goodness knows the fall is packed with activities.
Our favorite time.
Those are all things
we're
covering for sure.
Sure. Absolutely. Glad to do it. The other thing that you guys do so well is the outdoor industry depends on your testing of their different products and so forth. You know, what's the best bow, the best broadhead, the best, you know, who makes the better bullet, you know, how's the radio perform, you know, what apps can you use on your phone and that type of thing. Tell us a little bit about that part of the business.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important for both brands, especially for Outdoor Life. Outdoor Life has always prided itself on running the best, most honest, most thorough gear reviews of anyone in the industry. We work really hard on them. We spend a lot of money on them, and we just think it's really important to tell our audience what works. There's a lot of great stuff out there, but it's not cheap. A lot of gear is expensive. We all only have so much disposable income, so you know, we really want to help people enjoy these sports as much as possible. And that's one reason we've actually started Outdoor Life making our own mining gear. It's called OL Guide Life.
Yeah. OL Guide Life. Outdoor Life Guide Life.
Outdoor Life Guide Life. And you can find this gear on olguidelife.com. And, you know, we've for years analyzed everything
that's out in
the industry.
Nice way to sneak that in there. I appreciate that. OL Guide. No, we talked about it. OLGuideLife.com.
Yeah. OLGuideLife.com. That's right. This is gear that we've actually, instead of just testing it, you know, we've helped design it, the Outdoor Life staff. You know, what we've started with here, it's stuff you could use for hunting and fishing, but it's not hardcore hunting and fishing gear. I'm not talking scopes and binoculars here. What we're making is a line of products built around the idea of base camp, right? The whole idea is to create a place to get back in the into the woods and have a comfortable place to call home while you're doing it, no matter whether you're hunting, fishing, camping, whatever. So we're making tents, headlamps, pads, sleeping bags, chairs, all the kinds of things so people can get out, have a comfortable camp, and spend more time outdoors. You know, we talked a little bit about retaining people into these sports and getting more people into
sure.
it. You know, one way to do that is by creating a camp that is comfortable, and so that's what we're trying to do with this line of products.
I'm looking at the site right now, and it's you have your shop base camp right now, and I see headlamps and chairs, folding chairs, and base camp lanterns, and bunkhouse stuff, and things like that. I'm passing my phone around to the guys here and having them look at it, and pretty good looking stuff. And the prices don't seem to be that bad. I mean, I think they're really reasonable for the types of things that that you're selling. Which is, are you planning expanding into, you know, apparel lines or boot lines or anything like that, or are you just kind of sticking with this market?
Eventually, we'll get there eventually. But right now, this is where we're starting.
Sure.
I love all kinds of hunting and fishing. I love to be outdoors, and I really love to camp when I'm doing it. Now, it doesn't always work that way, but something special about going to deer camp or fish camp or, you know, kind of living in the field is pretty compelling to me. It's something I really enjoy and that a lot of our audience enjoys.
One of our friends in Maryland is a international bow hunter by the name of Steve Keithley. Just got back from the Yukon. Steve killed a 60-inch moose, and he killed an inland grizzly bear with his bow.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
Yeah, of all the grizzlies killed in camp in 35 years, there have only been 7 killed with a bow. And it was one of these deals where the bear was hitting the camp every day after they killed the moose. And his guide says, get dressed as quietly as you can, because they were in the tent. I mean, there's no lodge or anything like that. They're spending time in the tent. So, Steve, and he's been a guest on this show, and he's a Boone and Crockett Pope and Young measure, and he works here in Maryland with us on bucks, bears, and stags. So it's, a lot of kudos to Steve and his.
Yeah, that's a pretty impressive accomplishment.
It is indeed.
And a pretty exciting hunt.
Yeah, he said grizzly bear at 30 yards looks a lot bigger than he actually. What he said, Brian, why are you shaking your head?
I can only imagine how big it looked.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. A 60-inch moose called from 175 yards across a lake.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It was the moose that brought the grizzly to them.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. The moose, they don't waste it. They eat it, but the guts and the spine and all that stuff is disposed of somewhere, and that's where the bear was hitting the
mm-hmm.
It's all good. But I'm not sure one of the tents that I see on your site would actually stand up to a grizzly. It might, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know that any tent would.
No.
I wouldn't want to find out.
No, and I that's why there was no food of any kind in the tent that they were staying in. That's for sure. So.
Yeah. I took that Outdoor Life tent that you're looking at on a trip this summer up into the Wind River Range in Wyoming. I went with a couple of buddies and my son, who's 10.
Yeah.
And they're two kids, and so we spent a week. It was a wilderness area. We packed in on horses. And set up camp and spent the week exploring and fishing. We're fishing for golden trout, cutthroat, and brook trout and stuff.
Sure.
But we impressed on the boys the food safety rules.
You know,
kids are big snackers. And to make sure a kid has a good time outdoors, you always got to bring snacks. But we had to tell the boys, you know, kitchen's closed. It's all going in a bag. We're hiking it a couple 100 yards away and putting it up a tree.
Exactly. Yep. And don't sneak any jerky back into the tent.
No.
So it's all good. Well, that was very cool. What's the future look like for the publishing industry? I mean, I know you got the online content, and I've been in the publishing business for over 30 years here in Maryland. And, you know, people say newsprint is gone or print is gone. You know, everything's digital now. And I'm sure that's one way to attract a younger audience. But the reactivated and the retention guys are the ones that still like to have something in their hand to read. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of younger audience does as well. You know, what we've evolved, certainly. As media has evolved so rapidly in the last 10 years or so.
Yes.
We're doing so much content digitally on our websites, as I said, on social media channels, on our Facebook pages, lots of videos. And we've also evolved our print product. We've basically, lack of a better term, we've just made it printier, if you
printier,
will.
Printier, okay.
Everybody always loves long stories and those great classic read pieces that these magazines are built
on. Grew up reading, you know, Jack O'Connor and Russell Annabelle and those guys. I mean, you know, you just got...
Absolutely.
You know.
Some classics. And
yeah,
so, you know, we do more of that than we have in any time in recent memory. We do... bigger issues, we have more edit pages, so we can have, when you do get a print magazine, it's something that you could hang on to, that could stay on your coffee table or at your camp, and with a lot of long stories, really great photography, we really want to bring people along. It's more of an immersive experience than, you know, some of the how-to videos and stuff that we're doing digitally.
Sure. Got it. Well, we're nearing the end of this second segment here, Anthony. You're welcome to stay with us, but I'd really like to get back to our two guests that are in studio, and we appreciate you being with us. Anything you'd like to tell us about Outdoor Life and Field and Stream and Guide Life?
I would say check out the latest issues and take our tent out this fall. And when you have success, whether it's a big fish or a big deer, or have a good time, let us know about it. We love getting stories from our audience, and we find a lot of ways to use that content. So we'd love to hear about it.
All right. That sounds good. We'll get to in touch with your admin there, and if we got anything going on, we'll be more than glad to share it with you. How's that?
Yeah, please do. Absolutely.
Hey,
thanks,
Anthony,
for having me on today.
Thank you
really
very much.
It.
And we'll check out the website. Maybe we'll have to buy something from you and, get our readers to subscribe to Outdoor Life and Field and Stream. What was it? Recruitment, retention, and reactivation. Yeah. Get them to reactivate their subscriptions. So.
I guess I would just say one more thing is, like, if you're talking to somebody who used to hunt or wants to hunt and wants to go out, give up one of your days and take that person out. That's something I've tried to do, and I think if all of us as outdoorsmen did that, we'd bring a lot more people into the sports.
I agree. Thank you again, Anthony. Appreciate it. Anthony Licata, editor of Field and Stream and Outdoor Life magazine, joining us here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Anthony, we'll talk soon. Take care. All right. We are coming to the end of this segment, and it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. If you haven't gotten ready for the season, it's time to get ready for the season. Get your shotgun in there, get it clean, get your scope, get your new scope put on. They do all that type of work. They'll mount your scope. They'll, you know, bore sight the gun. You still got to shoot it, of course. Maybe they'll have some suggestions for their wide range of ammunition for you. They are hunting experts. They all hunt down there. They can help you with that. They're a full line Browning dealer with the BPS pump and the pump shotgun and the X-Bolt and the AB3 bolt action rifles and even the Browning handguns for personal and home protection. You can find it all at Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Chesapeake Outdoors, located at Exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there on Kent Island. You just cross the Bay Bridge and look for Exit 39B. It's Dominion Road. You'll see the sign as you go by, get off the exit, go around the back, you're in the parking lot. Anything you could need, want, or imagine for hunting or fishing. Let's not forget, it's only October. There's some great rock fishing out there. We've got other species showing up this time of year, perch fishing, catfish. They have everything for the fishermen as well, and whatever's left of the crabbing season. If you want to crab off your pier, they've still got pier pots, and they've got live boxes, trot lines, if you want to continue to do that. They've got all the frozen bait and live bait for fishing as well. Trolling lures, bucktails, some of the nicest looking bucktails I've seen in a long, long time. Rods, reels, and tackle. And again, all the stuff for hunting. Yeti coolers and Costa sunglasses and even Bubba Blade knives. I just like to throw Bubba Blade knives in there because I like saying Bubba Blade. There it is, Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. We'll be right back after this.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Warming things back up here in Baltimore with temperatures climbing into the mid-80s by tomorrow. Mid-70s out there today, already warmer than yesterday. 66 degrees are low tonight, and then sunshine Sunday with a high of 85. We'll be in the low to mid-80s early next week for Monday, Tuesday. And then late next week, models showing some tropical moisture working up from the Gulf of Mexico by Thursday or Friday. A little bit of a tropical connection there. Stay tuned. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Well, you know, I thought I was smart, and then I got into this smart home, and I don't feel so smart anymore, Kim.
You mean you don't need to know when a washer is done with its cycle and get a text message? Come on, Chuck. Let's think of the practical. Or how about the smart slow cooker? It's going to sit on your counter for 5 hours. Why do I need it to text me when it's done? Okay?
The Kim Komando Show, Sunday nights, 10 p.m. until 1. Exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Can we talk about colonoscopies for just a minute? Wait. Before you zone out or change the station, just listen to a couple of facts. Fact. When caught early, colon cancer is 90% preventable. Fact. A colonoscopy not only detects cancer, it can prevent it by removing precancerous growths called polyps. Fact, lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they'll never get one. If you're at risk for colon cancer, a colonoscopy is the best way to find it and fix it. That means if you're 50 or older, or 45 for African Americans, you need to get screened. If you have a family history, you may need to get screened earlier. Okay, thanks for not changing the station. You've actually just thought about colonoscopies for a solid minute. The worst part is over. Now that you have the facts, take charge of your health. To schedule your screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
Long time no see, buddy. How's it going? When did you get back?
Hey, good to see you. I've been home for almost a year, just trying to adjust and get back into the swing of things.
Well, it looks like you've been busy. I always see those pics you post of you and your family at all those events. What gives?
Oh, yeah. VetTix. VetTix gives.
What's VetTix?
VetTix is an awesome charity that gives free event tickets, you know, like concerts and sporting events and shows, to currently serving military and vets, including immediate family of troops killed in action. You wouldn't believe how these events have helped me adjust to being back. It's just like a good time that I could have with my family, and you know, all these new happy memories we're making are priceless.
And it's nice to know that people appreciate your service and your sacrifice.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, I've actually got extra tickets. Can I donate them?
Yeah, it's easy. Just go to vettix.org. It's a great site. You could give your extra tickets and other vets like me can sign up to get them.
Cool. I'm on it, buddy. Good to know you're back. And hey, thank you for your service.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Final segment of the show. And we'll let you know next week if we're going to have a muzzleloader contest this year. Folks at fine folks at CVA, if they work with us again this year, we'll be eliciting your calls. But, of course, no calls today since we're pre-recorded. We're with Brian Eiler, who's a deer project leader here in Maryland. We've got Bill Miles, who's the advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And we had 2 weeks ago, we had our hunting summit attended by some good representatives of the Maryland hunting community. And, Brian, you know, you've got some changes to the deer season this year, and we talked briefly about that. But what's your closing message here in the next 10 minutes or so for the folks? What do you want
to know? It should be a good year for hunting. We're off to a slow start this year.
The weather
is horrible.
Sure. Yeah.
That just means there'll be more deer around later. Long season.
Yeah.
Liberal bag limits.
Sure.
We had a couple other changes. We did change the archery bag limit from unlimited to 15. We backed off on that a little bit, so it's a little
total more statewide total 15.
Region A, we're more conservative.
Yeah. We actually had a complaint about that at the meeting the other day.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
We did.
So there was a few people. There was very few people that kill more than 15, but there are a couple out there. So
yeah, but it's such a handful.
Yeah, it's a small number. So yeah. We got some more Sunday opportunities. Look in the hunting guide, actually, you know, we have Sundays in September now. This is the first year that we've had Sunday hunting in September. Of course, they'll be over by the time you listen to this.
Of course,
But, you know, there's a few counties out there where you have just about every Sunday in the season, or a lot of them anyway.
Sure.
But there's a... We'd like to see more of that, obviously. So.
Not with the urban mindset, though.
Right.
Baltimore County still has zero.
Right.
Prince George's County still has zero.
And Howard County.
Howard County.
Right. There's three counties that still have zero, so we'd like to see that come around. So give hunters more opportunity, because that goes back to the whole recruitment, retention, and reactivation.
You're sitting across the table from the Godfather of Sunday hunting.
Yep.
2002 vetoed by Paris Glendening. 2003 signed into law under Bobby Ehrlich. And Ron Franks was Secretary of Department of Natural Resources at the time, who also was the father of my lovely wife, Robin.
Yeah.
Good man, good woman.
Small world. Yes, good man, good woman. You're right. You're right. You know. And I'll tell you what. So, Sunday hunting. What's coalition looking at? Any opportunities coming up in the? I mean, we've got Election Day coming here soon.
Yeah. Nothing's really finalized yet. We heard at the summit the other day. One of the biggest concerns, you know, hunters should have is the stack up of leadership on who's going to be appointed to what committees. And the you know, with less than 10 lawmakers that actually hunt, when you have leaders of the committees that oversee all wildlife management policy, and they're not real keen on what we do, it makes the job of convincing the lawmakers to do what we think is right for hunting in Maryland for the 3R purposes.
Right.
And
right.
It's difficult at best, especially when they think anybody who shoots a gun and kills an animal is not really a good person.
Right. That's their mindset. That really is.
It
you
is
know,
nice.
Hey, you take guns out there in the you know, out in Maryland somewhere, you got a guy with a gun and he's killing stuff. I mean, that's it. You know, it just doesn't resonate with a lot of the folks that sit in there.
But we also make it clear too that you know it's the hunters that you know we're like the original conservationists for crying out loud.
Of course we are.
And one of the things we've been successful in through the coalition is convincing lawmakers just how conservation minded we actually are.
Right.
And what Tom Slavin is doing this year with the Upper Bay Gun Club that you mentioned,
right.
I think should be basically
one bird pledge.
Well, it should be something that others should emulate.
I agree.
And, I mean, I think I'm going to try to do my best because you got to know, hunters, when you kill these geese this year, you're going to be killing, if the biologists are correct, and you got to trust them, you got to believe them, that when you kill these birds this year, you're killing these adult birds that breed. And we're killing the breeding stock this year, given the numbers. And it's a scary, scary thing. So we really should exercise what we proclaim.
Sure.
Let's be more conservationist this year with goose hunting. Let's kill less if possible.
The cold weather that drives the geese to Maryland from the north, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Canada, and sets them up for our season at the end of the season, especially at the end, is, you know, that's why they come here. The weather's a little bit more moderate, and that's why they winter here. That's why we were able to kill 176,000 geese last year.
And, Alan, and I know for one who loves to pull the trigger, when I go to Saskatchewan, I face a dilemma every time I'm in the field. Do I push the button from my video camera, or do I pull the trigger to kill the bird?
Sure.
And
sure.
It's tough. And yep. If you're trying to show restraint and you've got, let's say we have a very cold winter and all of a sudden we have thousands of more birds we normally get.
Right.
Just remember that those same birds, that they may have come out of New York and Pennsylvania, they're still going back to the same place and they're the breeding population
That's
for
right.
the next generation.
Yep.
And if we're looking forward to tomorrow, let's try to be a little bit restrained than we normally are.
Exactly.
You know, when you're out there with your fellows.
Sure. Sure. Well, you know, the thing is, I've been in a goose blind. You've been in a goose blind. There's four guys in the blind, and seven geese come in. What's the first thing they say? Kill them all! Why? Because you don't want those stragglers to go back and educate the birds, which is, I don't know if that's true fallacy or not, that are still remaining out somewhere else. You know, hey, don't go over there. Like they communicate like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Don't go over there. There's hunters over there hiding in the blind.
The trick is to take poor shots with you.
Four shots.
Poor shots.
Oh, you take people who are
take that can't hit the broadside of a barn.
All right. I get it.
Accuracy challenged.
Yes, accuracy challenged.
Yeah.
Accuracy challenged. I like that. Good.
Yeah.
So, Brian, you talked about safety. Of course, we're in archery season. Wear your safety harness. Wear your safety harness when you're getting in and out.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Even if you're in a solid blind and you're just going to sit there in a box blind. You know.
Yeah, we didn't touch on that, but you know a lot of those falls aren't happening while you're sitting up there.
No,
they're getting in and getting out. Yourself up before you go up and hook yourself up before you come down.
Exactly.
It's not that hard of a system.
Right, and anybody has any questions on that, visit the DNR website, hit Tree Stand Safety. And,
yep, there's you know, videos
the,
and you
these
know, there's
guys do
plenty of resources.
Demonstrations all over the
right.
all over the state. So.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've got election coming. We're going to have change in leadership in some of these committees that hear the law, the hunting law proposals and things like that. You've got that's change on the policy front.
Mm-hmm.
On your front, it's a difficult job to get the word out that you can't kill more than two deer in one season unless you have a bonus tag.
Right.
And you can only kill three maximum.
Right.
Two statewide, A and B, and A has no bonus tag.
Correct. So you're limited to two in A. You have to pick which two seasons.
Which two seasons.
Same way in B, but in B you do have the bonus, so you can take
right.
a third one, either
right.
in that third weapon season, or you can take double up and take two and one weapon.
Let's talk about Sika Deer. We didn't talk about Sika Deer.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Doing really well.
Sika Deer are good, doing well.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. We harvested over 3,100 last year, so really strong harvest last year.
It is a strong harvest.
So
My name was on the list. I shot a lot of them, but I love hunting. I was in the blind the other night, and the first hunt of the year was for Sika Deer. We have a good, strong, growing population. I am concerned about the nighttime shooting permit program in Dorchester County, and that is going to take place 1st of February to the end of March. Biologically, you've got bucks with no antlers. You've got does that are midterm, so to speak, on their...
The pregnancy, they're pregnant come October. So
well, sure, that's, October, you know, November, I get
but
it.
But, yeah, we'll keep a close eye. But you're right, you know, there is a new program where you know, if they go through a testing procedure, you know, landowners can...
Now, we know that that's a minor amount of applicants of... Say 25 to 30.
It's less than 30 applicants. We'll keep a close eye on it and see what happens. I'm not anticipating any you know, large harvest, but we'll see.
See what happens. I mean, it's, you know, the Sika Deer is that range is where I'm going to guess that that's where the biggest percentage of the applications for the permits came from.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
Dorchester County,
just on the Eastern Shore and the shore in general. I would agree with you. I think a good many of them. So.
I got it. Well, you know, I don't plan on being out at night in Dorchester County anytime in February or March. So,
we'll watch it and we'll see what we'll see how it goes.
Did you invest in your pink hat as well?
I did not invest in a pink hat. I'm just going to stick with good old orange.
I think I'm going to stick with orange too. Yeah. No, I'm not even going to buy a vest. I don't think. You know, but I might. You never know. And, you know, I'm a sensitive kind of guy. So for those of you so inclined, blaze pink is now legal for hunting in Maryland as another color. So,
and it's not just, you know, not just the Maryland thing again. Yeah, that was a national movement the last couple of years, and I think there was quite a few states last year that did adopt blaze pink. And again, I mean, we're preaching recruitment, retention, and reactivation,
that's
all part of that.
All part of that. Get the girls involved, and if they can wear a pink hat, more power to them.
Don't want to sound sexist, though.
I'm sure most
girls and women out there would just as soon wear orange.
You're probably right.
For those that want to wear pink, now they can.
Now they can do that. That's right. I'm gonna put a commercial in for Bucks, Bears, Stags, recognizing Maryland's finest. BucksBearsStags.com is a scoring enterprise that we've created to recognize those big white-tailed bucks, a world-class white-tailed population, the unique Sika Deer herd that we have here in Maryland, and the robust bear population that we have as well. That bear season's coming up in a couple of weeks, too.
So. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it. It's 5 days this year.
5 days, Monday through Friday. I didn't get picked, but on the property we hunted last year, my adopted daughter Laura was out there with the landowner. He picked up like 13 more acres, and she was out riding with the landowner looking at the property and had a black bear walk in front of them up the road for over 4 minutes. Wandering along, you know.
Yeah, we have a very healthy bear population.
Very healthy.
In all four counties, you know, from Garrett to Frederick through Frederick, all four counties have a healthy bear population.
No question. Yep. Yeah. So. Anyway, there we are. Let me tell the folks one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. They have a full complement of fishing tackle for fall fishing. If you want to get into the panfish, the perch, the catfish, and so forth this fall, they've got all the baits and lures you need. They have live and frozen bait. They've got the full line of crabbing supplies, even their own seasoning, the steamer pots, and all of that. It's all still out there at Clyde Sports Shop. Rods, reels, tackle, anything you need for those breaking fish, the bucktails and so forth, they've got it. If you're traveling somewhere for your hunt, don't forget about the great Browning firearms and all the gunsmithing work that they do as well. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Their phone number, by the way, for the 24-hour fishing hotline is 24/7. Fish, 247 Fish, 410-247 Fish, 24/7 Fish is the hotline you can get. You can check in and find out where the fish are biting, what they're biting on. Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you went. I think that brings us close to the end of the hour. We're going to thank our guest, Brian Eiler, Deer Project Leader, Bill Miles, Advocate for Maryland Hunting Coalition, Waterfowl Hunter, Deer Hunter.
Thanks for having us, Al.
Glad to get a lot of that information out. So. Hopefully, It'll do some good. We'll see. We'll see. So I guess we'll find out next week how people like this show. And it's always available on podcast, by the way, ellisoutdoors.com, WCBN.com website. We're giving the website, Ellis Outdoors, a little bit of a facelift. So check that out. Check the Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook page. Join the organization. Maryland Hunting Coalition is free to join. And we're working for you. Bill's working for you.
We're working together.
That's true.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. All right, that wraps it up. There's the music. Time for me to stay. Get out. Stay out. And stay safe.